is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. The following is my interview with male performer and director Mick Blue. Mick sat down with me at the Digital Playground booth and talked about his series Meet the Fuckers, Tic-Tac-Toes, and POV Centerfolds. Hope you enjoy it. I welcome your feedback. Rog at RogerViews.com. Okay. I'm here with performer director Mick Blue. Thank you for doing the interview.
Hi, Roger. Thanks, too.
Now, you have an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Austria. Austria. For sure, you know Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The governor from California.
Come on,
yeah.
Do you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger imitation? Can you do one?
Yeah. Hasta la vista, baby.
Or can you say California?
California.
California, yeah. All right, okay. You must get tired of doing that, right?
I like it.
So are you the second most famous Austrian now in America?
I don't know. I mean, the popularity in Austria about my person raises because of America and that's what I'm doing. But the porn industry is still like a different business than the mainstream business. And people and PR side, they just see it in a different way. But it's growing. I mean, I'm making feature projects, mainstream movies. I made like last year. In August, a cinema movie which is gonna be released 2007 in Austria,
right.
And hopefully it's gonna be fine. But it's kind of difficult. For sure, I'm not that popular then.
Not yet, but you know.
We will see.
Maybe soon, yeah. Now, how long have you been in this industry?
2007 is my seventh year,
wow.
So it's like I have 6 years full, and now I start the seventh year.
Did you shoot in Europe first and then come over, or did you come right over to America and start shooting?
No, I started in Europe as a performer for, let's say, I was like 3 years performing in Europe, and then 3 years ago, I went over to America.
How is it different over here than over there?
Main point is in America, there are more companies shooting at the same time in the same spot. So it's like you don't lose so much time. We're going to work, make your business, and going back home than in Europe. Because in Europe, you all the time need to travel, you know. You have everything like split. You have productions in Budapest, productions in Czech Republic, then in France, Italy, stuff like that. So it's not really easy. So it's like, you always lose like a day, you know, of traveling.
And in California, it's 8 square miles.
Yeah, in California it's like back to back, you know.
Right.
You could perform for two companies, for two different companies in the same day. That's impossible in Europe.
So you can do more work.
Yeah, you can do more work. You can work here every day, you know, without any travel problems and without killing yourself, you know, because as a male performer, if you shoot a concert scene, you got from the time you come to the set till the time when you leave, it takes between 2 and 3 hours, you know, it depends on the company. And situations like that you don't have in Europe. And the next point is that the American companies, you know, American concert companies, even the feature companies, they shoot different than the European companies, you know. So it's like here, the days are more shorter, or they shoot more, they are focused more on that, to shoot just that what they need. And in Europe, I had many times situations like making a scene for 7 hours for a feature company because the director had an idea he needed to shoot 10 positions. And he's gonna pick from the 10 positions, he's gonna pick 3 positions what he wanna put in the movie. But he wanna have the possibility in the editing phase, you know, that he play like that. And it's really kind of tough as a performer, also for the actress, you know, to keep the level up. Which is my point. If I can say something as a director, it's kind of useless, because what do you want to catch? You want to catch the energy and...
Yeah, or 10
close.
Positions with 7 have low energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that what I would like to see, you know, and other people maybe think the same.
Okay. Now, you're directing movies also.
Yes.
For Zero Tolerance, right?
Right. I started in the year 2005 to direct for Zero Tolerance. And once in a while for 30 degree. And yeah, I have now 2 years full. I finished like a few days ago the 23rd movie I did for them. So I made right now 23 movies for them.
For people who haven't seen, what are some titles you've directed that you want them to watch?
Titles I directed. I can recommend the line Meet the Fuckers. I have right now 5 releases in that line. The best ones of that, I would say, I think was number 1. Number 5, I liked a lot. And yeah, 4 and 3 was fine too. Number 2, I didn't like so much.
Okay.
You know? Then, for people who like to watch a feet fetish, like barefoot and stuff like that, I can highly recommend Tic Tac Toes number 3. I got good publicity on Leg World, and I have like a fan base, you know, feet fetish fan base, and they write me, oh, can you shoot this girl? Oh, we love Tic Tac Toes number 3 and everything. So I can recommend that. And my POV lines, maybe you've heard about POV centerfolds. I like all of them. I've done 3 so far, and I like them. POV centerfold number 3, maybe it's the best one of them. And what else? For French people, I shot the movie Horde de France, which was like really like focused just to catch, you know, like the French mentality of the French girls, because they just work so different, you know, than American girls, you know, or other European girls. That I said, okay, I want to make a whole movie just for French girls, and it was a pretty strong movie. Lots of anal there, because what we found out, French girls, they prefer to have it in the ass than in the pussy, which is kind of good for our industry.
Yeah.
And yeah, and for sure I can recommend a movie which is not released yet. It's gonna be released like in May, but I finished it like 2 days ago. I had a vision, you know, to shoot a movie where you have every single scene, a girl in the scene where you need to jerk off on it. Because it bothered me, most of the time you watch a DVD and you have like 3 scenes in the movie from 5 scenes, and where you can maybe jerk off, and the other 2 scenes, they are just kind of fillers, you know, to make the movie complete, and that bothers me somehow. So I went to my boss, you know, and I said to him, look, I want to make a movie where every scene is a hot girl, you know, which is like something special, you know. And so I said, okay, go ahead. And I shot this movie. I had Jenna Hayes, Anna Harper, Nikki Benz, Paulina James, and Holly Morgan in that movie, and just really a simple boy girl. It's no anal inside, because I thought it's not necessary to make this movie anal. I want to have really like just veg, nice, beautiful, natural, and I think, for my personal opinion, I think it came out really nice, you know. That's somebody need to have that. It's
okay.
Gonna be released in May. We don't have a title yet, but
okay, so we'll look for that in May. What else are we looking for from you?
What else? I'm working now on Meet the Fuckers number 6 right now, and I think it's a good project. I will mix it up with American scenes and European scenes. I'm planning to shoot like 3 scenes here right now, and then finish the movie in Europe. I'm planning to have Angel Dark in the movie again. She didn't work for 2 years, so she's gonna come back, and the plan is that we're gonna DP her, really make a really strong DP scene. Then I'm planning to have Gina Lynn with Nikki Benz in the movie, and Mia Rose.
Good.
Great performance, you know. I mean, I made a scene. I was really surprised about the energy. I mean, it's like you don't really find that many energy out there at this time, you know. So yeah, that for sure gonna be a strong movie. And what else? We will see. You know, I mean, it's like you can check out my. The movie is what I'm doing on MySpace. You know,
okay.
I created MySpace. If you search me under Mick Blue,
okay.
Or I think there's also this kind of website where you put MySpace / MickBlue.com or something.
Okay.
You're gonna find all the movies what I did there. You know, and yeah, just check the reviews from Roger. You know, and you're gonna know if the movie is good or not.
That's right. All good stuff. Anything else?
Yeah.
Now, you said you directed 23 movies, right?
Yes.
How many have you performed in, do you think?
How many movies I've performed in? Okay. I have right now on a gold DVD talk, like 310 movies released just on the gold DVD talk. And today I can count maybe like almost 90 movies more for the time that I was working in Germany, in the Europe mostly, which never made the way to America, right. You know. So I said, yeah, probably around 400.
A lot. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
And we're in the Digital Playground booth. You work a lot now for Robbie. You're one of the guys. Your name was mentioned 2 or 3 times. The girls work with you, and that's not a bad place to be, right?
How can I say in English? That's a pleasure for me, or...
Pleasure is a good word. Now, okay, how many of the girls have you worked with? Have you worked with Jesse?
I worked with Jesse.
Okay.
I worked with Tegan before she got pregnant the first time. And I worked with Shay Jordan.
Okay.
And Satsumi.
Okay, so those four.
Because
Yana and Sophia don't do voice yet. Sophia said she might, and your name came up, so you might...
Maybe I'm one of the guys, you know, it would be a pleasure.
Now, of the four girls, Jesse, Shay, Tegan, and Katsumi, I'm going to put you on the spot. You can only choose to fuck one of them. Who would you choose to fuck?
Me, personally?
You, personally. Just, you get to do a scene with one of them today, and who would it be, and why?
Do I need to answer on that, because...
You, all four then, right? All four at once?
Yeah, I will take all four at once.
Okay,
you know?
That's a good answer.
If I make one scene, I take all four.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, thank you. We'll look for you on MySpace and look for the movies coming out.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.